Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavati tamastu mahvidyushavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Alright. Well, let's see how we do. Some of these are kind of hard.
Oh, yeah. They're all very hard for me.
They're hard. A lot of them, you know, I had to try to really figure out what they were trying to say. It wasn't, a few of them were not very obvious to me.
Oh, it's comforting.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with Nibbita. Who wants to start?
I'll start. Nibbito marana ismi kevalam dushitam yasya ishuddhasya ime mrittuhu putra janma sama kiva. Does the next part go with it?
No, not really.
That's good. Okay. So, of course, is our not. Bitaha is fear or danger. Marana is the ablative. Asmi is the present first person pronoun, I think. Just correct me.
Isn't Bitaha a past passive participle, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
A kevalam, I think, is an adverb, solely.
Can be, yeah. Alone, yeah. That's right.
Solely or alone.
Mm-hmm. Or only.
Or only.
Mm-hmm.
Dushitam is also a PVP, polluted. Yasyaha. I'm sorry, yashaha.
Yashaha.
Is, I had that from Fing, ablative also.
Yashas. So yeshaha is just in the nominative. Oh, nominative or accusative from
okay.
Yeshas.
Yeshas, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that. Okay. Then vishuddhasya. Also I have a PPP, pure in the genitive masculine. He indeed. May my genitive or digit.
Mm-hmm.
And then mrittuhu, I thought mrittu was a neuter, so I didn't know where mrittuhu was coming from.
Mrittu?
Yeah, mrittu.
Why is mrittuhu neuter?
I thought it was a neuter noun.
But it's
obviously being declined as a masculine noun.
I thought it was so masculine.
No, but I had the same problem. I finally figured out that it had to be masculine. I looked it up in more, but it was differently cited in this reference.
This book,
that's
right.
Why. But I remember thinking, but it has to be masculine.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
so
what,
that's
my,
what I found.
My conclusion was it had to be
mm-hmm.
masculine. And then putra janma samaha.
Which is masculine, okay.
Is also nominative masculine, like the birth of a son,
mm-hmm.
about the birth of a son. And then kiva is verily, or it's indeclinable as well.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I know why you took wanted yeshus in the fifth case, but I don't think it can be in the fifth case. It's because mother not is in the fifth, and you were trying to make it
right.
An apposition.
Right.
That makes sense.
So, because I had this idea that I don't fear death, I fear being polluted from fame. It's kind of where I went with that. You know,
oh.
I fear being soiled from fame.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't take it like that. But of course, I was taking yeshus as in the nominative. Just wondering if there's any root yesh that I'm not familiar with. Only here is yeshus, neuter. I like. Let's take it as nominative, neuter nominative for now.
Okay. Yeah. So I'd like to hear what you did with it that way, because I went the ablative. You know, I was kind of developing this idea of being polluted from worldly fame. some idea like that.
I think it's actually quite different than that.
Yeah.
I think it's saying, I am not afraid of death, because fear will govern the fourth case,
right.
So I'm not afraid of death. Only fame, which has been spoiled. See, in India...
So my reputation.
Yeah, only a ruined reputation. Exactly.
Well, that's kind of where I was going, was that polluted fame.
Except you put Dushitam over with the Aham, but it wouldn't go with the Aham because it's neuter, right? Mm-hmm. It has to go with yeshas. So it would be only with defiled fame. Tainted fame. Because that's a huge thing in the whole Indian culture. Even Krishna talks to Arjuna about that, his fame being spoiled.
Right. But, you know. Well, I realized that I couldn't have it as appetite because I was using polluted fame the same way. I'm not afraid of death, only afraid of polluted fame.
But we can't take the Bita over there in a way. I'm not afraid of death, only fame which is defiled. Mm-hmm. Even though that fifth case is understood, so, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about that. You want to say, I'm not afraid from death, I'm only afraid of fame which has been spoiled, right?
Right.
But then it should go in the fifth case, and they don't have it in the fifth case.
Okay.
So you just take it as like a clause.
Okay.
I'm not sure I understood that.
See, if you say, just look at in English, if we were to say something like this, we'd say, I'm not afraid of death.
Right.
Only fame, which has been spoiled.
Right.
Okay. There's no carryover of the genitive there.
Right.
Okay. And here there's no carryover of the ablative. So I'm not afraid of death. Mm-hmm. Only yeshus. It's like saying, only my yeshus. Only my fame. Spoiled fame. You could say only my fame being spoiled.
Right. So only obtained fame is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then how do you...
Only fame, you can say obtained fame, but it's really only fame which has been tainted. Because it's in the neuter, right? Both are in the neuter there.
Okay. And so their neuter nominative, only fame tainted is.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of death. Only fame tainted.
Right.
And if you want to add more words, only my fame being spoiled.
Okay.
You can say like that, they left out the sun, you know, the being, but
right.
That's the idea. You don't, and may you can add, and my you can add, legitimately. Because we'll use that, those type of genitive pronouns much more frequently than they do in Sanskrit. So I would say, I'm not afraid of death, only my fame being. I say, I'm not afraid of death, I'm only afraid of my fame being spoiled. That's what we would say in English. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm adding grammar that's not there. Because it only says, I'm not afraid of death, only fame which is tainted, is what Jane said. You see, that's what it just grammatically, literally says.
Mm-hmm.
You could add, only of my fame being tainted. You could add the sun there, the present participle sun, because that's kind of optional. You could add the may for my, without it being there in a translation. But if you want to just be literal, just only fame being tainted. Only fame tainted. Only my, but we'd have to add my fame. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the next part, not exactly sure sort of the literal way of doing it, but I just have the sense that, you know, my death indeed should be pure like the birth of a son, something along those lines.
No, go like this. This is tricky, so it's something to make note of, because it's, again, not a way that we speak in English. See the may for my death? May mrityuhu?
Yeah.
That may is being qualified by vishuddhasya. So, me, the death of me who am pure.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So this is adjectival. It's giving a quality to the to me. So how would we say that? My death. The death of me who am pure. So we don't have a really nice way to translate it. But me, the vishuddhasya is adjectival to the pronoun me. And that comes a lot and creates awkward translations. And you just have to say how you would say that in English. Do you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then you would have Mrityuhu in opposition to Putra Janma Samaha. Mrityuhu is Putra Janma Samaha.
So death is like the birth of a son. Mm-hmm.
Because that's the most auspicious. So for me, who am pure, death is like the birth, is indeed, Kila, like the birth of a son. Equal, Sama can be equal to the birth of a son. Equal is better than
okay.
Life.
So pure doesn't have, isn't a descriptor for describing the purity of the experience. It's for me who is pure. Because
no.
It's that's the two genitives. Right.
Exactly. Everybody see it's a little tricky.
Mm-hmm. The translating's been
Well, I know. That's always going to be a problem, though. So you have to read it and understand it in Sanskrit and then try to make a true translation in English. And sometimes it doesn't follow the grammar. Let me try to chant it, you follow. Napito madanat asmi. Napito madanat asmi. Kevalam dushitam yashaha. Kevalam dushitam yashaha. Vishuddhasya hime mrityuhu. Vishuddhasya hime mrityuhu. Putra janma samakila. Putra janma samakila. Another hard one.
Are you doing it today, Virginia? I'll do this one because I don't have very many ones. But you do have this one. Well, I haven't transferred it, but I just have
that's okay. Hard to answer.
Sorry.
You've joined the crowd.
Apapanam Kule Jate Maya Mayi Papam Na Vidyate. Should I just end there or go to the next one?
You can go to the next one and then work with it as a set.
Okay. Yadi Sambhavyate Papama Papena Cha Kim Maya.
Maya.
Maya. So I'll just start with the question because I'm not sure. So apapanam is the genitive plural, I think, of sins, but apapanam, that means that would change the meaning of that?
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't sure.
It will negate it. It will either negate it and say
okay.
The opposite of sin or just without sin.
Without sin, okay.
Yeah. Free of sin.
Okay. But it would be in the genitive plural.
Right.
And then kule is from kula, family, neuter noun, and the locative, upon the family. Jate is the past passive participle, declined in the locative singular. It means produced or resulted.
Or born.
Or born.
Yeah. That's from Janja, which means to be born. You have to know that because it's
mm-hmm.
fairly common, but also means to be produced.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Mayi is the locative of Asmad, I, so it would be in me, upon me, or at me, upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And Papam.
Papam.
Papam. Now here's the many things. So it's either masculine noun, a sinner, or it's the neuter noun for a sin. So it's the masculine, if you see the singular, if it's the neuter, it could be either the nominative or it's the singular.
But there's a reason here why it can't be accusative. Can you see what that would be?
No, I mean, I haven't tried to, like...
It's because, you know, vidyatain is like us to be.
Oh, okay.
Right, a verb to be can't take the accusative. So it's got to be in the neuter there.
Okay.
Nominative.
Okay.
Navidyate, right?
Right.
So that construction of the passive is found? Or
what construction?
Is saying
vid is just is. Navidyate, it's forethought manepada. Means to be.
Well, because you're saying it has to be the subject, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So papam navidyate. There is no sin.
Right.
It's not passive.
Right. So then it has to be the neuter
okay.
noun.
Fourth, yeah.
Not the masculine noun. So then it would be
so
a sin.
It was found.
Vin? Did you use vin to obtain? See, vid can also be in the sixth. It can be in the fifth. It can be in the
might
second.
Have used it in the sixth.
Right. Yeah. I had it be in the fourth also.
Yeah, fourth is to be. Fourth up naked is to be.
Oh,
vid is an unusual root in that it's very common, and it has many different meanings. I said fifth. I meant second. It means to know in the second.
Yeah,
it means
to
be in the fourth Atmanapada. And then in the sixth Atmanapada, vid-vind, to obtain.
Yeah, that's where I went with it. We usually use it as find.
Yeah.
So it's
to find in the sense of gain or obtain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that would be the sixth Atmanapada.
Could you go through those again?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a good note of this.
Let me look it up, but I'll just tell you. Vid in the second means to know, veti, okay? And that's very common. Then in the fourth, atmanapada, it means to be. And then in the sixth atmanapada, it means to gain, to obtain, or to remain even, I think. Let me just look that up, okay? For the
okay.
So
so it's the same, looks like the same root, but it's actually three different roots.
It's the same root in different gunas.
That's what I was trying to remember.
Actually, it's probably, you're right, it's probably considered actually a different root.
I had it
in the
Dakipani.
What?
That is found, that's what
I
more
know.
Always,
yeah. We always
had this. We always had this
to
know.
Found.
And you had it as
to know.
To know, right.
Mm-hmm. But every time I run into vid, I get confused.
And that's because you have to make this note about it. Look it up in the dictionary. Let me just tell you a moment.
And then there's vind also.
Yeah, that's in the sixth.
Okay,
vid, two parasmipada, second gunner, to know, understand, so that's good to know. Okay. In the fourth Atmanapada, to be, to exist.
Yeah, see, more doesn't have, he's never used that. So
that's
part of our confusion. Uh-huh.
You have to get used to it because it comes.
Right.
In the sixth Ubayapada, I just told you Atmanapada, because that's how I'm used to see it, but it's Ubayapada, to get, to obtain, acquire, gain.
Okay.
For that one, is it vid or vind?
Vid becomes vind. It takes the nakara there.
So
but
that
it's
was
still
my problem. It wasn't vindyate.
Yeah, it wasn't
vindyate.
Yeah,
well, actually, no, that isn't my. He says the passive for.
No, vindyate would be the passive for all of them.
Vindyate.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with passive is found.
Yeah, that's right. Because you didn't remember or know about this fourth Atmanapada.
Right.
Yeah.
But literally, it could have been either.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
But the to find, discover, recognize is also the meaning of the sixth Ubayapada. So the first meaning for the sixth Ubayapada vind, right, to get, obtain, acquire. The second meaning is to find, discover, recognize, which is the one you're familiar with. A third meaning of that sixth Ubayapada is to feel, to experience.
So it's going to be, well, either it could be multi-layered, meaning, or you're going to have to decide which of these two, whether it's the passive is found or whether it's is.
That's right. It's
in
also
some
a seventh Atmanapada. Is it
thing.
Tenth Atmanapada?
You're kidding.
No, the seventh Atmanapada, I'm not used to that one, but it's there to know or understand or to consider, like the second. And then there's a tenth Atmanapada, Vediyate, to tell, declare, announce, communicate.
So that's to cause to know.
Well, it's actually the tenth Atmanapada.
Uh-huh.
But it has that sense.
It has that sense.
Wow. So that's so interesting. Anyway, this you have to remember vid, many different gunas.
So this one is class four.
Yeah.
If we're taking it as is.
Right. Maybe you can think of it could be something else.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it after the translation.
And we're saying it's present third person singular, is that what we said, Atmanapada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, and then we have yadi, which is an adverb it, and then sambhavyate. I don't know, know, is avyate the passive construct, third person singular?
It's actually the causal passive.
Okay.
It can mean to be possible. I looked it up but for another meaning. He had another meaning here.
It appears credible.
Yeah, appears credible.
So it's the causal passive?
Causal passive.
And that's not the same as the cognitive, is it?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Causal just means...
I looked it up, that's how I knew that.
Okay. Yeah, but causal, the causal just means, it looks like a tenth gunna root, if you make a causal. And it means like, to cause somebody, like say, they use an example, he killed him.
Yeah.
Or he caused him to kill him. In other words, it's causing somebody
right.
to
yeah.
do an act.
Secondary.
So another say, I know that. I cause you to know that, but I teach that. That's the word you use the causal for teaching, because I cause you to know. I make you know that.
And that's different than the causative.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And then how's it conjugated?
Like the it's like a tenth gunna.
I thought that is the causative.
What do you mean by causative?
That's what second derivation. Yeah, that's the same thing. I think it's.
Okay. Well, how do you use causative then? Can you tell
just
me
like
about
the same way that you just described
like
cause or something.
Okay, I think I'm thinking of the causative construction.
That's what we're talking about now.
But I'm talking causal is what the word we use for the verbal tense, you know, to make a causal verb out of something.
Yeah, that's
what it looks like tense, gonna?
Yeah.
Okay, causative. Okay, I don't go with that.
Okay.
It's what we've been taught is a secondary conjugation. The causative, the desiderative, the denominative.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong, but does it look
well,
just like a tenth gunna?
It does look like a tenth gunna.
It looks just like the causative looks like a tenth gunna. Exactly.
Okay, maybe you're right there.
Yeah.
But I haven't related to it in that
way. You just change the stem around and then add the endings to it, right?
Yeah.
You make it into a tenth gunna stem.
Yeah,
make it into
a tenth
gunna
stem. And then you add your endings.
And then add
your endings. Oh, okay. And they stick that in with the desiderative?
Yeah.
Because they all sort of do the same thing.
They're all secondary.
Right.
Okay, maybe I've just forgotten that. That makes sense.
And if it's the causative, it's the third person singular, though. Is that right?
Sweet.
Sorry, just spacing out looking at the elephant. Is it the third person singular present tense?
That's what I wrote a question mark about. I think it is, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have, I think, is this an appositional compound?
Present passive. Where are you?
I'm on the next word now. I had, some bhavyate.
Yeah, it's causal.
Right.
Passive, okay.
Right.
Okay, now you're at papam. Okay.
Yeah, right, I'm at papam and apapena.
Apapena,
apapena. So we have papam, masculine noun, accusative, singular.
Why is papam masculine when the papam above is neuter?
I didn't know that the other
neuter,
so I guess it is neuter.
Now. Yeah. And also, since the use of the passive there, you're not going to have an accusative.
Okay. And then apapena, is that again where the a is prefixing?
To the papa, so it means free from sin.
Right, so it's an instrumental that means free from sin?
Mm-hmm. Without sin, sinless.
So something like by free without sin, or?
Well, if you say apapena,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got that maya.
Yeah.
So they're probably related.
Okay, yeah. So then kim is the neuter accusative singular, who, which, what, and then maya is the instrumental through me or by me. Okay.
Always remember these chas and apis and things like that, he, kila, all of these by, they, you can use them or not, it depends on the context, because they can be used as fillers, so you just have to
mm-hmm.
make that. You have to make a decision. You can't just get rid of it, but you have to make a decision.
But that wouldn't be true of enough. We're always going to use enough. Okay.
Won't be.
Anyway, I better just like listen for a bit because I'm still trying to absorb a lot of things here about what.
Well, you did good parsing it like that.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want to try to translate it?
I'll try the first line.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But again, I was going with Vidite being a sound.
Mm-hmm.
I had something about born in a papa-free lineage, no papa is found in me. Kind of where I went with that.
Well, that it's the same as saying there is no papa in me.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I was saying, that I think that they're going to wind up being very similar. In
but if you look, one thing about what you're doing there is, just in terms of translation, you've got three locatives in a row, so they're going to be all related, right?
Yeah, it's a locative absolute construction.
Is it?
I thought so. Although there's no locative...
maybe.
There's no locative...
Well, jata...
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like a locative absolute construction because you've got your verbal. With respect to being born in a pure lineage?
Well,
family.
Say if you took just a kind of an adjectival construction first. You say, and I'm going to take this. There is no sin in me.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or no sin is found in me.
You so take it.
Yeah, but I would take their. So I think that it's all right if you want to say
it's
in the passive. Yeah, no sin is found in me.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it. There is no sin in me, who am born in a kula of sinless people.
Okay.
Now, if you do, say we try an absolute locative, it can work because the subject of both clauses are different, which it has to be. So then it would be something like. You're using a past passive participle, so it would show sequence. Since, you could use, since I have been born in a family of sinless people, there is no sin. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that, because you want to say there is no sin in me. And in an absolute locative construction, it says, you have to have the subject of the first clause different than the subject of the second clause. So, even if you said no sin is found, you're thinking no sin is found in me, or there is no sin in me, right? And so you can't take that me then and use it again in the absolute locative construction. Do you understand what I mean? Like if I say, if I use the absolute locative construction, instead of in me, it's I am. When I am born, since I am born, since I have been born, so the mayi becomes I now. Since I have been born in a kula of sinless people, papa na vidyate, there is no sin.
Okay. Mm. So it doesn't work as well, what you're saying?
I don't think so, because I think that when you say there is no sin, you need the in me.
Right.
But I mean,
so is it legitimate to say something as I said initially, you know, born in a sinless lineage or born in a papa-free lineage, no papa is found in me?
Yeah. Because as long as you see the adjectival construction there, mm-hmm. it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. That probably reads much better than in me who am born in is awkward. It's the way you did it, breaking it out like that is good. You agree?
Yeah.
Do you have a question? There's a silence that I'm waiting to.
Do I have a question? No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was kind of waiting for you to break out of the silence.
Normally, you don't have to wait long for that.
Okay. So,
yeah, it's the second part. That's.
This might be one.
Right.
Okay.
Me. I think we're a lot closer than we were.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm here. Let's see.
And we have blue there.
Did we say that?
I don't know if I can remember. Okay, if by me I am sinless, or if I am sinless without sin, what, then Kim has to be something, right? So what causes to be possible sin?
You know what I did for this?
Okay.
I took yedi and put it with the first sentence. This is another thing that happens all of the time. It looks like they're two separate sentences, but they're not. They're two separate meters.
Okay.
Right, and so...
If there is no sin in me who am born in the family free of sin. How is it possible for me to sin?
Yeah. How is it, or... is sin, because how would be like
Kutha. What would cause me to sin?
Mm-hmm. What sin? What sin is possible? What sin?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay,
by
so
me.
So sin is in the numerator.
What sin? What sin is possible? What sin could be done by me? Or you could say, could sin make the Kim give a question? Is it possible for sin to be done by me if I'm born in a family who is free from sin? Or what sin, Kim Popham, what sin is possible? What does that mean that he gave? What did you say it was?
Appears credible. It doesn't work for him.
No. But possible is good. Yeah.
So what sin can be possible by me?
Or what you
am free of sin.
Yeah. If I am free of sin, being born in a family of sinless people, what Papa...
Could I possibly do?
What sin could possibly be done by me?
Mm-hmm.
Who am free of sin?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you could say, is Papa possible to be done? Can Papa be done by me who am sinless? Or what Papa can be done by me who am free from sin? What Papa is possible to be done by me who is free from sin?
Yeah, I guess.
Assumption
on his part.
Yes.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
But Kim is really good around it.
Yeah, that's right. But it is. But it can be Kim Popham, what sin? Or it can be introduce a question like, can sin, you know, is sin even a possibility? Is sin a possibility? Can sin be done? Is sin possible by me who am free from sin? Or what sin can possibly be done by me who am free from sin?
We can think of a few.
So it's a little awkward in English, you know. Let's try to chant it. Papa pa nam kule jate, papa pa nam kule jate, mai papam na vidyate, mai papam na vidyate, yadi sampavyate papam, yadi sampavyate papam, papa pena chikim maya. Papa pena chicken maya.
All right. Artha mamartha. Artham anartham. Ma pavaya. Nityam. Nasti. Tataha.
Nasti.
Nasti. Sataha Sukhaleshaha Satyam. Is that it? Or is it the next line too?
Yes, next line too.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I'll just take a look at what I did.
Well, each line is separate, but they're related.
Yeah, okay. That's what kept getting me confused.
Usually there's a double redundant, though.
Yeah, there is. So
is there a double?
There is, yeah.
No, there isn't a double in mine. There's just a single. That's
there's
right.
A single, and the second one is a double.
Not in ours.
Oh.
Ours is, I have two singles. That's why. Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Oh,
no.
Yes, yeah.
I've got a single, and then the second one is a double. And the whole thing is number 14.
Okay. So then, putrad api, tana, bhajan.
Bhajan.
Bhajan. Hitihi. Sarva Tresha
Vihita. Is it Trai or Tri?
Sarva Tresha.
Tresha.
Tresha. Vihita Vritihi.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke. So I have artham, accusative singular, and what did I do here? So you have artham, anartha. So is that an and artha?
Artham and anartham. The an negates the artha.
Okay, so that's what I thought. So artham is prosperity,
mm-hmm.
and then not without prosperity.
Well, anartham actually means anything that's a misfortune or a calamity is anartha.
Okay. That's misfortune.
And artham is something that's not just prosperity, but something auspicious or something good is artham.
You can think of it as something that sustains life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Artham.
Mm-hmm. Security.
Security. Or
but it's positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so anartha. Auspicious and good. Okay. And then
good, or prosperous is okay.
And misfortune. Or calamity, you said, for the other one?
Misfortune or calamity.
Okay. Bhavaya is the causative from Bhu, imperfect second person singular? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
It's the causative and causal imperative.
Oh, imperative, yes.
The second person.
You were caused to be. To feel?
Bhavya means to in how Bhandarkar deals with it is to make or to feel.
Okay.
Bhavya to make or to feel, but actually literally it's going to be the cause to be, or the cause to become.
Mm-hmm. Cause to become.
Yeah. That's why cause to become is you can use that kind of how he uses it. You make something into something else. You cause something. You feel that you cause something to be something else, or you feel that this thing is actually this thing. That's bhavya mayu artam anartam.
Okay.
You're making artam into anartam, or you're feeling that what is artam supposed to be artam is actually anartam.
Okay, so you're feeling what is actually auspicious to be not auspicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you're making the auspicious the you know. Or the other way around, we have to kind of see.
Okay.
What is considered, it depends on what level you're talking on. May you take what is artham, dharma, artha, kama, you know, mm-hmm. moksha. May you take what is artham, considered to be secure in the world, to be actually anartham, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. insecure, without security,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we have nityam, which is always.
Well,
no.
It can also mean eternal or lasting,
which is what it means here.
Is that a verb here?
Well, you've got not a C. It's hard to make that adverbial, is it? If there is no, or nityam is not.
Okay.
You
so
see what I mean?
So it's actually a noun there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't used it.
Well, unless you take it some way that I haven't taken it.
I just looked it up, and that's what it told me was an adverb. But it doesn't make
it
right.
It doesn't have to be an
sense.
Adverb.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be an adjective. It can be a noun.
Mm-hmm.
The way I'm taking it, unless we get some other meaning out of it.
Okay.
All right, so then we have na and asti, which is are not.
You could go, it's adjectival, you could say, may you take artam to be anartam. Nityam na asti, it is not eternal. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you're using it adjectivally back to artam. It is not eternal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, now we have tataha. From then on, or then.
It could also mean therefore.
Therefore.
And, you know, often in Vedanta anyway, tataha, like tasmat, means therefore.
Okay.
You have to be open to other meanings also, but often, more often than not, it means therefore.
Okay, and then we have sukha leshaha, which is an action of happiness.
Sukalesha is an atom. He says an atom.
When you say, I can't even remember
what I mean. We use this in Vedanta too. Sukalesha. Or lesha just means like a little whiff of something.
Lesha.
Well, it means just the smallest amount. They actually have another word for whiff that I can't think of, but it has the same idea. Just the smallest, tiniest amount.
Okay.
Sukalesha.
Smallest amount of happiness. It's not just singular.
Mm-hmm.
And satyam is truth or true. I mean, I guess it could be an adjective or a noun, right?
Well, it's in the neuter.
It's
right?
in the neuter, so and it is neuter nominative, right?
Mm-hmm. So it could be an apposition to sukalesha. And it could be, perhaps.
Yeah.
Could be adverbial. I didn't take it that way, but you could say there is truly, therefore sukaleshaha, I put it, therefore sukaleshaha is the reality. In other words, there's nothing, the reality is that there's only the smallest whiff of sukha. The smallest moment, the smallest little atom of sukha is the truth, is the reality. May you make arta into anarta. May you see, may you feel that arta, what is actually secure, is insecure. There is no nothing eternal. There is no nityam. I would say there's nothing eternal. It is not eternal, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, because it's not eternal, is understood, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason that the artam is an artam, that you feel. May you see that artam is an artam. It is not eternal. The truth is sukalesha. The truth is just, it is sukalesha. It only offers a moment of happiness.
Meaning the arta.
Yeah, that's how I would take. See arta, what you consider to be good and prosperous in the world and secure, as anarta. Why? There is no nityam. Nothing is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In reality, satyam, the truth is, everything, every arta, is only a sukalesha.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only in English you say, because all of these things are only just a lesha, just a moment, an atom of happiness. That's how, I mean, you're having to fill in a lot. But you know, in certain texts, Panchadashi being one of them, sometimes people find it difficult to read Panchadashi because you have to fill in so much because it's so terse. So you have to get used to that. And this is one of those where you have to. It's very terse. You have to put in a lot of words.
I'm thinking you're doing this with us, so when we get to our text, they'll seem easier by comparison.
It will be easier than these.
Because we'll have a context.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'll be much easier. These are just out of the
blue.
It's
hard when you don't have a context.
Exactly.
It's hard to get a translation. Okay, so then the second part is we have putrat. Api. Putrat is the ablative for son. From a son. An api. Even from a son. Or even.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we have what did I do here? We have Tana Pachan, which is possessor of wealth?
Yeah, Dukkha Bhak means one who has wealth. So Dukkha Bhajam is in the genitive plural.
Oh, genitive plural. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then pitihi is fear or danger?
Yeah, fear. Take it as fear.
Okay. In the nominative singular, feminine. And sarvatra, which is everywhere, adverb. And esha, from itat, which is nominative singular for this. Or she, I guess, but not here.
Esha vritihi. Esha vita vritihi. Esha is just adjectival to vritihi.
And then we have vita, which is a PPP in the nominative singular. To do, to accomplish, to command, to shape, to appoint.
Vita comes from vidhi. And it really has the sense of a command or a law or something that's been ordained as a fact.
Okay. So it is established?
You could say is established, but it has that sense of it's a universal law like that, or it's ordained by the Vedas. Now, it's not meaning that here, but vihita would mean something that's been ordained or as a must. Something that must be done or must not be done by, as ordained, as stated by the Vedas.
Like a stricture.
Yeah, like a stricture or just a, in the potential sense of a truth, this is how it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is how it's laid down. This is the law, this is the truth that's been laid down or recognized over time in this sense. So, esha ritihi, this, and riti means like a custom or generally the way things are accepted to be an accepted truth, a custom or a mode or a manner, or just a general way of things as a riti. I take it more in that sense here. I just use riti. This riti.
There are some things that are hard to translate, right? Okay.
So sarvatra esha ritihi vihita. Because everywhere, this way of being, this reality, this way of being.
So this is true everywhere. This is established everywhere.
That's right.
Well known.
This is well known everywhere. That's the idea.
Okay.
This is the fact.
This is the way it is.
This is the way it is. Exactly. What is the way it is?
What is the way it is? Fear. And we have, I don't know what to do with that.
Well, who has the fear?
The fear, who has the fear of the possessors of wealth?
No.
No.
They are the ones who have the fear.
Right.
So the dukkha box, you could say the dukkha box, the possessors of wealth have fear. Because that's a genitive construction, right? If you have a nominative and a genitive, you could say the dukkha box, the possessors of wealth, they have fear. And then what do they have fear from?
From a son.
Even from the son. Those who have wealth have fear even from their son.
Kids can bump you off. Okay.
Yeah.
Touch your property.
Yeah. And the beginning, at the top line, it says, you know, see, understand that artas are anartas. Security, which is can be wealth, prosperity, artha, is really anartha. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's not eternal. Like nityamasti, it's not eternal. And then what's the next thing they say?
It only has a tiny bit of truth.
Yeah. This tiny bit of sukha. It only has the smallest amount of sukha is the reality. Right? Even people who have wealth are afraid even of their son. So talk about no security. Even from your own family, if you have wealth, you're even afraid of your own family. So there's no security in wealth at all. Everybody knows this. This is a well-known fact everywhere. You see? I don't know if I can chant this, but let's try it. Just because I don't know if the meter's going to work. Artam anartam bhavya nityam. Artam anartam bhavya nityam. Nasti tatasya kalesha satyam. Nasti tatasya kalesha satyam. Putradapi dhanabhajam bhitihi. Putradapi dhanabhajam bhitihi. Sarvatraisha vihitaritihi. Sarvatraisha vihitaritihi. Wow, no kidding.
Virginia, have you done this one? Should you do
first, which one? Kasya, that one?
Kanta.
Yeah, I didn't finish it, but I did.
But you Kasya, why don't you do it?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to just pass on this one with Vikasava.
You can read it anyway, as good as far as you can.
Okay.
You could read it, parse it if you want
to. Okay. Katava kanta kaste putraha samsaro ayamativa vichitraha. Okay. In the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kasya tvam va putra ayatastat.
Ayatastatvam.
Ayatastatvam.
Tatvam, good.
Tvam, yeah, I said tvam, but tvam. Chintaya tadidam mrataha. Okay, so ka is the feminine nominative of who, which, or what. Tava is the genitive of you, of you, singular. And then kanta is the nominative singular for a wife, female,
mm-hmm.
feminine noun. And then this one I wasn't sure of. Is it a verb that comes from kas?
Kaha.
Kaha te.
Oh, okay. I had a totally different. So that was.
This will make it easier.
Oh, fine.
But you got it.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Well, that's really great. Because I didn't know what it was. I thought it was the verb to burst open or something. Okay. Putraha is the masculine nominative for son. Samsaraha is the masculine nominative of samsara, the mundane existence or whatever, the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then ayamativa, I did not, that's the one word I did not get.
Ayam.
Ayam.
Ativa. Okay. Ativa means very.
Very?
Yeah, V-E-R-Y. Oh,
so it goes with Vichitraha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
Very. Ativa. Yeah.
Greatly or very.
Yeah.
I thought you said very. Just from
Actually, the intensifier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's yes, exactly.
All right. So Vichitraha is from Chitra, right? Variegated?
Mm-hmm.
It's an adjective, right?
Here? Yes.
Okay, so it's right. So we have.
You can also, Bandarkar also takes it to mean curious, which kind of works
that's weird,
well.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Curious.
I'm used to it meaning vichitra, meaning variegated, but curious is kind of nice.
It is kind of nice because has that idea of something surprising. But
yeah.
Because vichitra talk also could be surprising or something like that.
Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah, exactly.
So, kaha is the nominative masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So, who, which, what? So, there's some question being asked here. Like, what son or. Wait a minute. What son?
Te is from Yusmud.
Oh, Yusmud, okay. Is it Yus or Yusmud?
Yusmud. For you.
What's one of yours?
Te. Which of yours?
Yeah, which Which son of yours?
Where's the tool? Are you doing the top line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you do with Kata at the Kanta?
Yeah, let me do that first. Yeah. Which wife of yours?
You know, it's not which. Okay. It's not which.
Could be who.
What? Should be who or what. Which would be like which? It would be like Kittima. Kittima means of this group, which one of yours, which of these is yours. But this is just Ka Kanta. Okay. You could say, what who is your wife? Or what is your wife?
Mm-hmm. Who is your wife? Okay.
Or you could also say, what is your wife?
But then we have the same question.
Yes.
Again, who is your wife? What is your, who is your son?
Yeah. Who is your wife? Who is your son?
Oh, okay. Then we have to join that with samsara. So, who is your wife? Who is your son?
Just take it as three different clauses that have to come together later.
Okay, I didn't.
Just take that from samsara to the end of the line, take it as a sentence.
Okay.
Makes it much easier. Who is your son? Samsara is...
Ayam san. Ayam means what? This, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ayam samsara. Ativa vichitraha.
What does ayam mean again?
This.
This. Who is your wife? Who is your son? This samsara is... Variegated?
Is very curious.
Very curious.
Or variegated. I took serious.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Okay.
So these are three separate. That much.
Mm-hmm. There's actually, and then there's
kind of
another
saying
couple.
Like, it's saying sort of like.
He's asking.
It's all it. Like a. It just doesn't. There's no. Like it could just be anything. Like in other words, there's no. Definiteness to it or something. Like it could just be, it's like absurd or something, like whoever happens to be your wife, like there's,
well, if you're looking, well, let's read all of it, then we'll look at all of these, how all of these questions and statements hang together. The last quarter kind of pulls it together.
Okay. Then we have Kasya, genitive of who or of what, we're not saying which, and Tvam, is Yushmana,
which
you, masculine, honorary, singular.
Who's are you? Right?
Who's are you?
Who is your wife? Who is your son? To who do you belong? Because for whom, you know, of whom are you?
Of whom are you, right. I guess I have to remember to put in that R, because that was confusing. Okay, of whom are you? Then Va is an or, right?
Mm-hmm. Could be a filler.
Filler. Kuta is why, right? Kutaha?
Mm-hmm. Oh, from where?
Oh, not why, from where?
It can be how or
how?
In what way or from where. Because that taha affix gives the sense of the fifth case.
Oh, okay.
Right? And ku is the interrogative. So I would say because of the kutaha ayataha, from where ayataha, from where have you come?
Okay.
Whose are you? Whose are you or from where have you come? Ayata means have come.
Oh, okay. That's my next question. Because that reverses the meaning of go. So it's ya, right?
No, this
so
is no, no.
The next, no, that was
is not it doesn't reverse.
Oh, it goes towards, comes, means near.
Ayata means to come.
Okay. Ayata means to come.
Yeah.
Import.
Yeah. Well, my question, though, is, okay, so that... It's
well, you. I get me. Ya means to go. Ayah
right.
means to come. That's
right.
True.
Okay.
I was thinking you were thinking of which actually negates. Like
no,
if
no,
I,
no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of the long as meaning like near or towards. So I was just trying to understand how that was. So ya, the verb is actually ya, right? Which
that's right.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if we add the verbal prefix ah. I thought that means like near, so to go near means to come somewhere, I guess.
Or I don't know, I didn't think about it like that, because I just used to seem like gachati, ah, gachati.
Mm-hmm.
Ah actually has a lot of different meanings. One meaning, like pra, is just to give emphasis.
Oh.
Sometimes it
okay.
changes the meanings. Prepositions are a little tricky. There's a lot of them, and each one has a lot of different meanings. So.
Okay, so it just means to come, ayantaha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have come, past passive participle.
And it's ayataha, right?
Ayataha,
right.
Yeah.
Ayataha. Modifying them. Masculine.
Mm-hmm.
singular. And then tat, the nominative neuter or accusative neuter of tat.
No, tatvam. Tatvam means truth. Tatvam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're right, you know, it could be tat and tvam.
That's yep. what I thought.
Yeah.
Tatvam is truth?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know that either.
No.
I thought it was something.
Well, that is interesting. I think it is tatvam and not, because you've got after that tad idam. So, because it could be tat tvam chintaya, may you tvam chintaya, may you contemplate tat that. But after that, you have nothing to do with the tad idam. That has its own meaning. So I think tatvam here means truth.
So, like, Swami Tatvavidananda's name is really truth is in there.
Yeah, okay. The one who knows the truth.
Oh, okay.
Tatvavid.
It had to do with it.
Vid, vid means truth.
Okay.
Tatvavid, knower of the truth.
Okay. So then, I always thought it was the Tatva.
I thought so, too.
I thought
it was
the
Tatva.
Maybe from the
Kavi
physics or whatever. I thought that he was all about,
it
like,
just wasn't kind of, didn't really ring.
That's really amazing. Swami.
The, that you vid, the knower of that. Well, it's,
but
you
I'm
did
the
knower
of all the constituents of the
you are that.
The
knower of the Tatvam. But it is it's Tatvam means truth.
Okay. Okay.
So then
I'll look at him another way.
So chintaya, this was, well, it's from the verb chint, 10th class, gana 10, to think or reflect. So this is the imperative?
Yeah.
Of singular? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second person. Then tat, nominative neuter of tat, or neuter accusative, and then idam this.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, I was kind of rushing through. I couldn't figure out if it was the husband or the brother, but I guess it's the husband in the context of the rest of it. Is that right? Bratava?
Bratra?
Oh, you know, I think we're missing a letter here.
Bratava.
This was driving me.
But I thought it was brother also.
I took it as brother, but Bratava, what case did you take it?
I thought it was vocative.
Non-vocative.
Okay.
Vocative, that's
how
right.
How could it be?
Okay. So it's brother.
Yeah,
so
brother.
Contemplate this.
That's
right. Yeah. Tatvam, tadidam tatvam chintaya.
It
should be brataha.
No, it's correct.
So it's brataha.
Yeah.
It's that's the vocative, yes.
You could look at
it's
like brataha.
Look at the car.
No,
it's
look
like
at your brother. Look at your brataha.
Look at the paradigm. We're like, pitri.
Okay.
It's on the flip side.
Yeah.
Okay. It's we didn't do huge amounts with, especially not the vocative.
I don't know how I thought.
So it's the first paradigm.
It's right here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, there it is.
Well, yeah,
that's
not in
just
here.
Look.
It's
I'm just finding where it is. Okay.
It's the first paradigm.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, I see.
So there's two possibilities for the vocative. Could either be, well, here the
brataha becomes brataha.
Yeah, brataha.
In usage.
Or could be bratra.
Okay. Anyway, it's the vocative singular.
Vocative singular.
Yeah.
How are we doing
about this?
You got it? One thing I want to say about it is, so tatvam chintaya, may you contemplate the truth. But tadidam, that this truth. Now when they use that, it's may you contemplate this truth, and then that tad is put in there to refer back to what has just been said. So may you contemplate this truth. That this truth means that which I've just talked about. It's a very common construction.
Okay.
We won't translate it. Like, you're not going to say may you contemplate that this truth. But the idea is, may you contemplate that this truth, O brother, which I've just talked about here.
Okay. And tatvam, is that a neuter?
Yeah.
And it's neuter nominative,
mm-hmm.
right?
No, it's accusative.
It's accusative.
Yeah. Because chintaya.
Okay.
May you contemplate
right.
that this truth, O brother.
It's neuter.
So in that case, then you're saying tad is actually pronominal rather than adjectival. Because it's referring back to the whole discussion.
That's right. And that's the common construction I want you to kind of make a note of. You'll see it over and over.
That this contemplates that.
This, which we've just...
Right.
Which I've just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the whole phrase is, who is your...
Who is your wife? Who is your son? This samsara is so curious. From where have you... whose are you? Or from where have you come? Contemplate this truth, O brother. Here's another odd one.
This is real exercise.
What?
This is a real exercise.
Well, when I came up with "Oh, brother," I thought, "Oh my God, I'm really going down the deep end now."
That part was okay.
All right, let's do another one.
Do you want to do the reading of this one?
I don't know about this slip chart. Kātava kāntā kaste putraha. Kātava kāntā kaste putraha. Samsāro yam yamativa vichitraha. Samsāro yamativa vichitraha. Kasya trambā kuta āyātaha. Kasya trambā kuta āyātaha. Tatvam chintiya taridam brataha. Tatvam chintiya taridam brataha. That one almost works.
Almost.
Yeah.
Kshatra mitre putre bhantau.
Does anybody want a little more water in there? Should I bring the water out?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I am a little chilly now.
Again, Shatra.
Shatra mitre putre bandha ma kuta
yatna. Kuru. Ma kuru.
Kuru.
Mm-hmm. Ma kuru yatna.
That's interesting. I should read from here. Yeah, kuru. I didn't transcribe that right. Yatna vigraha sandhau.
Vigraha sandhau.
Yeah, vigraha. Sandhau, yeah. Bhava, samachitattaha, saratra tvam, vanchasya, chiratyati, satattvam. Yeah, good luck. So, there's a bunch of lakas here.
I know.
So, have a locket for enemies, for enemy, for friend, for son, for relatives in general. And then ma could be my or it could be no or not.
Well, when you have ma kuru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I didn't have kuru, so that's my problem.
Well, so take it as the negative of a imperative. Kuru is imperative. May you not do. Ma kuru yetna.
May you not effort or may you not do.
Do
so
effort.
So yetna is
effort.
Is effort.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Vigraha Santau is also locative for war and peace.
Yeah.
And then Bhava is may you be or may you do or
may you be.
May you be. May you be right. And then even minded.
Yeah.
Samachintaha. Everywhere.
Chitta, samachitta.
Samachitta, yeah. Everywhere. Sarvatra. Tvam is you. And then this is the one I had a problem with. I thought this was launch from the class one to desire.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know.
I think you're missing a sundi. The word following is achirat.
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 Okay. Okay. I thought it was achirat.
Achirat.
So it's achirat.
Achirat means soon or quickly. Let's see if they have it in here.
So it's I wish, then. So it's vajansi.
See you, right? Achira. Bancha see.
Yeah, bancha see.
You.
You, of course. I didn't forget.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
So, you wish.
Yeah.
Or you desire.
Yedi bancha see.
Where's the yedi?
Is that the end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yedi. And then, Achirat is
soon or quickly.
It's the opposite of long time.
Mm-hmm.
That also would help.
Yeah.
It was Achirat. Wow. Or, okay, so that's soon or quickly.
And Satatvam is one word. Do you have that?
So from a short time?
Well, no, it's an adverb.
Oh, it's an adverb, okay. So it's not adverb.
No.
Where are you now? I'm sorry, I got lost.
So I thought it was Chirat.
No, it's achirat.
From a long time.
Achirat.
So
a short time, quickly.
And it's an adverb.
Yeah.
So quickly.
Yeah.
So quickly, a short time. Yeah, I didn't have it as one word.
Well, yeah, it should be one word, satatvam.
So what is satatvam?
Just the truth.
The truth.
Oh, okay.
Reality.
I just had satatvam, truth, you.
No.
Okay.
Okay, good. I made it even harder than I did.
Crazy. This means truth, okay?
So, be even-minded everywhere. You should desire the truth quickly.
If you desire, not sure.
If you desire
the satatvam, the truth, quickly. You be even-minded in all things, everywhere. So, but because of the tra. The tra is hooking up to the locative in all of these. So you could say, may you be even-minded everywhere or toward all things. Because you want to make a connection to the previous line. And then we wouldn't say, the problem is, the way they say it in Sanskrit is not the way we would say something like this in English. And so, ma kuru yatnam, don't make an effort. May you not make an effort. Right. Toward all these locatives. You could say, don't make an effort regarding your enemy, or in reference to, or toward your enemy, your friend, your son, your relation, toward war and peace. Then the question is, do you want this vigraha sundao, this war and toward, don't make any effort toward war and peace. And then does that mean, and then in regard to the enemy, friend, son, or relative? Or just ma kuru yatnam, don't strive.
Don't strive.
Don't make any effort in reference to all of these things, toward war and toward peace, toward your enemy, toward your friend, toward your putra. Be even-minded, be the same everywhere. Don't make any special efforts. It means have vairagya.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a vairagya.
It's a vairagya thing. Don't meddle, don't get involved. But it's a little bit odd, like when they have the War and Peace as a compound in the locative and everything else is just singular, does it mean don't make an effort, don't make any effort towards war, regarding war and peace, in reference to your enemy or your friend? Or are they just all a string of locatives? Mm-hmm. I think I ended up taking it as a string of locatives, but... For this, for this, for this, for this.
Are opposites, friends and enemies are opposite. So just basically register neutral. No attachments.
Yeah.
Either way.
Keep it even-minded for everything.
Okay.
If you want to quickly know the truth. Because Vairagya is, in a way, the bottom line for Antakarna Shuddhi. Without vairagya is the what causes the ashuddhi, the raga dveshas, and so it's asanga, it's detachment. So I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Shall we try? Shatrau mitre putre bandhau, shatrau mitre putre bandhau, ma kuru yatnam vigrahasandhau, ma kuru yatnam vigrahasandhau. Bhava samachitta sarvatratvam, vanchasya chirat yadisattatvam, vanchasya chirat yadisattatvam. Well, I guess we're done.
We're done?
Well, I'll go one more with you. It'll take us over our time, though. You want to try one more?
You guys okay, one more?
One more.
Give it a go.
One more.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Okay.
This one is hard, but I know what it says.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Hata punya punyena.
Punya punyena. Double punya. Punya punyena. Punya punyena. No, it's not punya a punya. It's punya punya. Means punya, a lot of punya. Punya punyena, much punya. See how they just duplicate the punya?
We were missing a U in the book.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure,
because
that's why I had punya.
Oh, yeah, it is punya punya.
Oh, yeah, it's punya. That's why
I think it's supposed to be punya punya. Is there some word punya that I don't know about?
I don't know.
That duplication means coming from all different areas.
I came up with the word price.
Price?
Yeah, for panya.
Really?
Is that what you came up with? No, I didn't do it. I was just
I had a problem that there's a U missing.
Did you look up panya? I never heard
I
that
got
word before.
Something. I wrote price down. So
no,
I
but
where I got that.
No, that's similar, something else.
Okay.
I figured it was
Kriya. See, krita iyam kaya now. Is krita means is bought. I really think it's punya punya. Let me see if they have that here.
When I came up,
but you found something.
I
so
found
you could
price,
be right.
But and the reason I even considered it is then the next thing was bought.
I see.
There's a price.
Well, that makes sense. It's not in here. Okay, let me just look that up. It never even occurred to me. Actually, I didn't even see the missing.
Is it missing in this edition too? Well,
yeah, mine it is.
Do you have the edition that?
In mine, it's also missing. So maybe it is punya, and it's a word that I don't know. Because I, even without noticing it, I just filled in that blank.
Page number. Let me just look and see.
Maybe it'd be buying the price of punya.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm gonna look here. Let's see if I can find a punya.
Yeah, I think I remember looking this up too.
No punya.
It's on page 170 of lexicon. And it actually gives the compound punya as religious merit.
There we go.
Oh.
That's what I okay, so
this
I got that from somewhere.
Religious merit is the price.
Wait a minute.
So punya means price, and
170?
170 of the lexicon. the price of religious merit, or religious merit as the price, is what he's translating it as.
Yeah, I made a note of that too.
Mine,
look at it in your edition. 170.
Yeah, panya.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's what I came up with, panya, and then it says neuter price, and then he lists punya, panya, mm-hmm. neuter, religious merit as the price. It's on the second column.
Oh, I found it. I found my phone. Panya price. Okay, that's what it is then. Okay, well, that makes sense anyway.
The price of religious merit.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm just making. Okay. Kriteyam.
I found it, you're right. Okay.
Was I still reading? Oh, yeah, I was just reading, wasn't I? I wasn't even parsing yet.
Right.
Okay. Kriteyam. Kayanai. Swaya. Haram.
Kayanau. Kayanau hu toya. Krita.
Kayanau.
Krita.
Now.
Iam.
Kayanau.
Kayanau hu toya. See that Sakara? Do you have Kayanau toya? Kayanau hu toya.
Oh, okay. They had it completely separated, like two separate words.
Where?
In my book.
Yeah, because there's a little star in between, right?
Okay.
Because you're supposed to go down below.
And look at the
and look at the note, that's why.
I didn't realize.
Kayanauhu is in the nominative singular, and they want to tell you that that's what that is.
Kayanauhu?
I went completely around on that.
Yes.
Kayanauhu.
Mm-hmm. Krita.
Okay.
Iyam. Kayanauhu. Toya.
What did you say it was? Kriya?
Krita.
Oh,
Iyam. Feminine.
Oh, Iyam. Okay.
Yeah.
I did get that. Krita Iyam. Kayanahu. Twaya. Param. Duhu. Ko. Hater. Gantum.
Wait a minute. Duka. Udadehe.
Just.
Udade is ocean. Duka. Udadehe, duko udadehe, gantun. Duka.
Duka.
Then udadehe.
Udadehe.
So duko udadehe, gantun.
Duko udadehe.
Udade is an ocean.
Okay. And gantun is on the end of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tara, yavana.
Yavan, na.
Yavan, na. Oh, it keeps going, right? Oh, we have another line. Okay, sorry.
No, bijate, now we're done.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Over.
All right. Well, I know what I did. Yeah. Okay.
Over and out.
Let's go. Good. All right. So we have great, instrumental singular for great, by, with, or through, great price of religious merit, which is also instrumental singular. Krita is PPP, is a PPP, for it means bought, and it's nominative singular. Feminine.
Yeah.
And Iyam is this. Nominative singular. The great price of, and then we have Kayanahu. I don't know what that means. What is Kayan?
It took me a while to figure that out. Does anybody get it?
I had the body or a collection of some kind.
The boat of the body.
The boat of the
Kaya,
body.
Kaya is body, and Nahu is boat. So it's a metaphor.
Oh.
The boat of the body. This boat of a body.
So it's a genitive tapurusha. The boat of the body.
the boat, which is a body, it's more of a karma dharma, which is like a body.
So you're saying the boat is kaya, kaya?
Kaya is body, and nauhu is boat. So this I just said boat of the body, but when literally it would be this boat, this body, which is like a boat. Mm-hmm. It's a type of karma dharma, clearly opposition to each other.
Right.
Yeah, I knew that. There's a yoga book.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Twaya, which is instrumental for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Padam is the accusative singular, the other side,
mm-hmm.
or bank. And then this next thing that Duhuko.
You know, the ocean of samsara, the ocean of dukkha, the ocean of sorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is it genitive or ablative?
Let's see.
It's ablative.
It's ablative.
To go from the ocean
to
sorrow.
I think it's to the other side of the ocean of sorrow.
The other side of
yeah.
the ocean.
So genitive.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Padam, duko de dehe, gantum.
Okay. To go to the other side. Of the ocean of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then Tara. So, does that mean boat or ferry? No.
Tara comes from tr, long r, and it's again in the second person imperative. May you cross.
Okay.
Wait, say this again?
Tara is the imperative second person singular to cross. May you cross.
Did you have man for that?
I found that it meant ferry, boat, passage, or freight. Tara?
Tara?
Yeah.
As a noun.
But then it came out being in the vocative, or I didn't know because.
So you thought it was a noun?
I thought it was a noun.
Yeah, it would have to be vocative, so it'd have to drop its endings there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tara is the imperative second person of what?
Up through a long R. May you cross. I'm sure it's cross because Padam and Tara
yeah.
often may cross over to the other side.
It makes sense. It didn't make any sense with what I had.
Maybe cross. That's a big problem.
Okay.
It's still a little cumbersome sentence, but it goes Tara Yavit Nabidjate. Yavit, as long as.
As long as.
Nabidjate. Kaya noun of vidyate. It's a way of saying as long as the body's alive, as long as the body is nabidyate, is not destroyed, may you cross. Okay. This boat of a body has been bought by great price, by the great price of punya.
That's beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm. A second.
By you. It's been bought by you, you know, for a high price. For the very high price of punya. In order to go to the other side of the ocean of sorrow. So you have to go down. It's been bought by you in order to, the gantum, to go, right? I'm saying in order to, which you can use for infinitive of purpose. In order to go, padam, to the other side, duko de dehe, of the ocean of samsara. As long as the body is alive, as long as the body is not destroyed, may you cross. As long as your body, since your body is here, you can say like that, since your body is here living, it's not been destroyed, cross. You paid a high price for this body in order to get over to the other side.
It's beautiful.
As long as it's living, it's still here. As long as it's here, cross.
So in that case, one of the meanings of kaya was more collection. So could we think of it as the mind-body complex? You know, kind of a whole...
You can, but kaya does mean body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the word, which I was also having,
yavat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's
something... Yeah, right.
So we'd say
more positively, as long as the body's still here, cross.
Right.
Right? Since your body is here, cross. Since your body, but it's literally saying, since as long as nabidyate, it is not destroyed. Because the body will be destroyed, it will die. So as long as the body is not destroyed, cut across, you have this opportunity.
Make halo sunshines.
Exactly. That's it.
That was good. I'm glad we pushed. That means we only have three more of these before the story.
Yeah. So let's... Oh, so we're not going to get together now until the... What's the date like?
I won't be here.
It's the 8th.
Yeah, it's the 8th.
The 8th.
That one.
Yeah. The 8th. So what do you want to commit to here? We're always committing to a little bit more than we can do.
Carol, if someone comes into the room, you know, on your computer, is it an interactive or just a listening?
Just listening, but you can put notes in.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
All right.
Interactive if we Skype. You have Skype?
You know, we can. I do have Skype. And in a small class like this, we can do Skype.
It's a thought, because I have a lot of traveling coming up, but I do have Friday mornings in a lot of my
traveling. I would be happy to Skype for you.
So we could test it and see if
we can
it works.
Test it, yeah. That's a good plan.
Fine,
yeah.
Because it would be a lot more fun to have.
Yeah, because then you can be really part of the class.
Yeah, right.
Good idea. We'll do that.
Okay.
Well, I should tell comes. Never mind. Somebody comes on Saturday. Somebody I don't know very well, but she started coming. Paula. Okay, what should we do? We'll do Dharyam down through
the end. Did you guys finish that for today? Up to the story?
I got through. I got through the next one above the story.
Okay. So you got through...
I stopped at Alessium.
Okay. So you haven't done Alessium.
Right.
So we can think in terms of starting there.
No. We're going to do Dharyam.
But we've already done that. So we can kind of... We haven't got over it.
Right. You guys have done what you've done. But... Our next class will start with Dharyam. And do you think you could go to 1-2 sentences of the story, mm-hmm. which the last word of the second sentence is Bhojanam Bhavishyati?
Okay, so the top of page 145.
Yeah.
Okay,
just because I don't think we'll do more than that. If you think we'll do more than that, you can do more. It doesn't matter.
Maybe just parse a little more just in case.
Okay. You want to go one more sentence?
Yeah, to the next dunda, the second line.
Yeah. Saditandiyam?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to there. That's reasonable. You're not going to do more than that, I don't think. Okay, let's hear a prayer.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.